This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to call in about anything you want to discuss. Live Saturday edition with Ian
and Mark.
We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts. A lot of people have been, I guess on the eve, if you will, sort of Trump. I guess not really the eve. He's coming soon as the new president, and there's a lot of talk about the transition team. One of those transition team members is already talking about proposing a Muslim registry, a registry that purportedly will only apply to Muslims who are coming here from other countries, not the ones that are already here.
Those are dangerous countries or all? Muslims.
I guess the suggestion has been that it be people from Muslim countries. Countries that are predominantly Muslim. I don't know if they will end up expanding it to anybody that sounds Muslim or looks Muslim or, you know, anyone in the United States who is a Muslim. I suspect it is going to expand if they actually implement it. And that, to me, first of all, it's disturbing to me that such a thing would be proposed. But it's also, you know, knowing government. Government programs grow, and they grow beyond their original intention, so you better believe that more people are going to get snatched up in this particular registry, which, once the government has information about you, they can then use it for more nefarious purposes, like rounding people up, as they did with Japanese and German-Americans in World War II.
I had, because of a class that I was taking, had to travel some bit with a guy who, was Muslim by birth. He didn't practice or anything like that. He was just your average guy. But because of his name, apparently, I traveled with him and I saw him get pulled out of line on a regular basis in random searches. And it, at some point or another, it kind of feels like it's not random anymore. You know, and this is what, and he had a good, pretty good attitude about it. He's like, this is just the way it is when I travel, you know, when you got a name like Ali, they're going to pull you out. And that's what happened.
So toll free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. We were sharing in the last hour the story from George Takei from Star Trek. And
Sulu.
That's correct. He was 5 years old when he was forced at gunpoint from his family's home. They were ultimately, first, kept in a smelly horse stable. They kept a family of five crammed into a single stall and then ultimately taken to 1,000 miles to the east to a relocation center, the Rower Relocation Center, which he says was a prison. Armed guards looked down upon us from sentry towers, their guns pointed inward at us. Searchlights lit pathways at night. We understood. We were not to leave. My parents did their best to make life seem normal. As a child, I very readily accepted our new circumstance and adjusted to it.
A five-year-old's going to adjust.
As far as I was concerned, it was normal to line up to use the common latrine or to eat wretched grub in a common mess hall. Prisoners in our own country. It was normal.
Why doesn't he appreciate the free food he got?
It was normal for us to share a single small barrack with no privacy whatsoever, and it was normal to stand each day in our makeshift classroom reciting the words to the Pledge of Allegiance with liberty and justice for all as I looked past the U.S. flag out the window, the barbed wire of the camp just visible behind it. Not until I was older did I understand the irony of those words and the injustice that had been visited on so many of us. As I studied civics and government in school, I came to see the internment as an assault, not only upon an entire group of Americans, but upon the Constitution itself, how its guarantees of due process and equal protection had been decimated by forces of fear and prejudice unleashed by unscrupulous politicians. It had been a Democratic administration at the time, under Franklin D. Roosevelt, that had ordered us to the camps, proving that demagoguery and race-baiting knows no party. It took decades for the United States to own up to what it had done and officially apologize for the internment, offering symbolic monetary reparations to the survivors. I donated my own check to the Japanese Americans National Museum, whose mission, like mine, has been to help ensure the mistakes of the past are never repeated, which is why the words by Higby, which is one of the Trump surrogates, which ominously are representative of much of the current thinking in the incoming administration, have reopened very old and very deep wounds. We can continue here with Takei in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. We go to the Cedar Savage, calling us from northern Michigan, listening to WCTK-FM. Hey there.
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, this is one of them, it happened to me, and it can damn well happen to you stories.
All right.
Many, many years ago, over 15 years, I was convicted, well, because of our upstanding judicial system and lack of integrity with the public defender's office, of a fourth degree misdemeanor criminal sexual conduct charge. Okay.
Fourth degree sounds pretty minor.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty minor. Pretty minor. But
what he just said, did he say the S word there? I had to dump you because
No, I said crap.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta let you go, dude. I'm sorry. I can't keep somebody on the air who is going to put our...
Call in tomorrow.
Yeah, you can call in tomorrow. I wanted to hear the story, but you can't say the S word on the radio, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wasn't even sure he said it.
Yeah, it sounded... And he did. He did say
he did.
So. Look, if you're going to call a talk radio show, you do have to avoid certain words, and it's usually the ones that George Carlin did the skit about. So try to avoid those. And we'll bring you back if you want to call tomorrow night. Meanwhile, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Tony, in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Tony, what's on your mind?
Are you aware that countries are becoming cashless? Like Sweden is going to become a cashless society?
I have certainly heard, that Sweden's going to do that.
There have been moves toward that in a variety of places around the world. I didn't get the news about Sweden, though. What are they doing there? Are they going to literally outlaw cash where it will be illegal to use it, or what's the plan?
Well, it looks like they're going to do that. In India, they monetized its money now.
Some of it, yes.
Yeah. And if it comes here, here's the hypothetical. California and Texas are talking about seceding from the country. Now, if they're successful, because they're very wealthy, and they become their own countries, then the Supreme Court has no sovereignty upon those independent states that become the sovereignty of their own country.
Sure.
Now, if that starts a momentum, it will create the same impetus that happened in the Civil War, because that was the real essential reason for the Confederacy between the North and South. It was a succession to become independently sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
So if this starts up, this is going to be a revolutionary movement in the United States. The Supreme Court would be totally irrelevant. And you're going to see changes. So if this ever happened, people will move to the states where they feel it's applicable to their values, principles, and lifestyles. And you're going to have diversity like you've never seen.
Doesn't that sound wonderful?
It sounds wonderful if it's an ideal, but you know people manipulate. Now, here's the subtext of what I'm saying. Do you know what the Civil War was really about?
Well, I would, taxes, slavery, you know.
No. The Confederate flag has a cross on it. Did you know that?
Not the original.
I want to hear this theory. Hang on, Tony. What was the Civil War really about? We're going to hear it from Tony from New Jersey. Mark, you and I are from the South originally, so this should be interesting.
Not the Giants.
It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Hey, we've got the MyPillow. Mark, you and I have been using MyPillow for several months now, and it's fantastic. In fact, you're going to be taking yours with you when you hit the high seas.
That's right. I'm going to head out and I'm taking. I'm not leaving my pillow anywhere because it's the best pillow I've ever had.
It doesn't do you any good if you leave it at home. So it's a really nice pillow, and you can get one of yours or more than one. You can get one for half off or two for the price of one by using code FTL over at MyPillow.com. And unlike a regular pillow, which is unwashable, you can actually put the MyPillow in your washing machine and your dryer. It was designed for that. It's an amazing product, and they really stand behind it. It's guaranteed with a warranty for 10 years, but also, more importantly, it's got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't think this is the best pillow you've ever used, then go ahead and send it back to them. Now, you'll have to pay to cover the shipping, but otherwise, they'll send you your money back on the MyPillow. So go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. Get yourself one or two or however many MyPillows you want. Again, code FTL to get the discount. As we go back to Tony in New Jersey, calling about the idea of secession, and you're hearkening back to the Civil War. You were going to tell us what you believe was the, what was it, the, you were saying the Civil War was originally about something, and then you were going to tell us what that was. Is that right?
Yeah, yes. If you look at the political scene today, almost all the Protestants are Republican. If you look at the Democrats, they're mostly Catholic. Now, there was a fight of brother against brother, but the South were basically Republicans fighting Catholics. And if you go back to even further, in Paris, Catherine de Medici, they slaughtered, I think, in Paris, like 100,000 Protestants called Huguenots. They were French Protestants. And the Pope at the time, he acclaimed that was the greatest victory for the Christian religion.
So let me hold on. Your premise here, I'm not sure I agree with it. I'm thinking about every northern state that I've been to. These people have long storied histories in their Civil War battles. They've got the monuments. I believe if I went and looked at the Civil War monument here in Keene, New Hampshire, I'm not going to see very many French names, very few Spanish names. I'm probably going to see a whole lot of English names. I mean, this is New England.
But if you go into the history of France and what it meant to be a French Protestant, you'll see there was tremendous bloodshed between the Protestants and the Catholics.
Well, I'm not an expert in this in the area of French history, but we were talking about the U.S. Civil War.
But is that what he's saying? Is that the Civil War was a war between Catholics and Protestants?
That's
what you're getting at, Tony?
That has been happening since Rome, and it's still going on till today.
And so what you're saying is you believe that the South was primarily Protestant and the North was primarily Catholic? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the first attack on Fort Sumter, right? That was an attack to succeed. They didn't want to be part of what the North was trying to propose. People have their own ideas of religion, of lifestyles. And because the North owned most of the slave trade, the North owned that. And if you look at history, you'll see guys like Huey Long is what made the South become revived again because he got food back down South. The people were starving.
Wasn't it an agrarian culture? Why would they be starving?
They had no money. Roosevelt, Huey Long forced Roosevelt to get money back down South again.
Oh, I see. This is post-Civil War.
Tony, thanks for your call tonight. Interesting claims. I don't know if I buy it. What do you think, Mark? I mean, is there any truth to the claim that the North was predominantly Catholic?
I don't believe that for a second.
And there's how many Catholics are there around here in New England today?
There aren't like
that many.
You know, maybe a good percentage of the population, 10-15%, are French Catholics. But there's animosity in this particular area between Protestants and Catholics.
Is there?
Yeah, I don't know exactly why it is, and I mostly hear about it from the French people and not from the, you know, some people with English last names. So maybe it's a perception on their side. I'm not entirely clear on it. I'm just trying to sort of gather information. But, you know, New England. It's called New England for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the Civil War was motivated by the tariffs that were being imposed on the South by the Northern.
They wanted states' rights, and one of the rights they wanted was for people to be able to own people.
And there was the slavery.
Let's not forget about that. That's a pretty important aspect of what was going on. You know, much of the tension.
But that wasn't what the war was about.
There was a lot of
because Lincoln said that he would keep the slaves slaves if it kept the Union together. So he didn't give a damn about the slaves.
That's absolutely true. Lincoln's motivation was the Union.
Which is power. That's his motivation, is to keep the Union together because power, right?
I neither want to diminish nor overstate the aspect that slavery played in the Civil War. And a lot of the tensions came from the fact that people in the South wanted new states in the South that were sort of south of the Mason-Dixon line or whatever this point was, to be able to have slaves. And so the Missouri Compromise upset them. There was just, you know, constant upset.
Let's go to Philip. He is in California. Philip, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Philip, in California, listening to K-Talks. Philip going once.
Hello.
Hey, Philip, you're on the air.
Great. Like I was saying, I was going through the Internet, and I came across some videos that they're actually true because they have documents to prove it. Due to the Freedom of Information Act. So, yeah, they do have all these sort of things. They are ready to go. They're operational. And
What are operational?
Yeah, what things are ready to go? What things are operational?
Okay, FEMA camps. They call them FEMA camps, but in reality it's concentration camps. And they are getting it ready. They are already ready to go.
Where is it?
They've been talking about these things for years.
Decades.
I mean, for at least a decade and a half since we've been on the air, we've heard a lot of these claims, and many of them have been debunked. You know, what is the new information that you've supposedly seen about this?
The fact is that they're also hiring a whole lot of people, such as Neil Harris for interim guards like Army. People are going to be the ones that are going to be locking you up or locking me up, or everybody else is going to be rounded up eventually to be put in those concentration camps.
I don't want to see this become true, right? I mean, there's a possibility that these claims are true. But how come during Hurricane Katrina they used a football stadium? You know, if they had all these internment camps or whatever. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. The Live Saturday edition continues. We've got time for your calls and thoughts. If you want to jump in, you can do that at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
It's been an election season like no other. The worst candidates you could possibly imagine were put forth by the Republicans and Democrats. And in my opinion, the Libertarians didn't really pick a very good one either. He was better than the Republicans and Democrats, but he wasn't that great. Gary Johnson was a disappointment to me and a lot of other Libertarians. But Mark, you and like Rich Paul and some other folks really got behind the Gary Johnson campaign. And you saw it as a way to, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but to, you know, spread the Libertarian ideas without really talking about libertarianism.
I thought he was the best candidate that was available, that was going to be on the ballot in enough states to win. And so
you voted for him.
Yep, sure did.
And so there's been, a schism, a large level of dissent and disagreement within the Libertarian Party about the direction the party should go in the future. And so for those of you who want to see the Libertarian Party go in a more principled direction in the future, we're giving you the opportunity to make a difference there. by becoming a Libertarian Party member for free. Now, also for those of you who want to see the Libertarian Party get watered down as they've been doing for the last two decades, you can also use this free membership. It works both ways. So you go to lp.org/FTL. That's lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And apparently it all needs to be in lowercase, at least the FTL part needs to be in lowercase. So remember that when you're going there. And you'll get a free membership in the Libertarian Party. Now, normally you're paying, I think, $25 or $35 for a year-long membership in the LP. This is free because you're a listener of Free Talk Live. So go to lp.org/FTL, and you can get involved in determining the future of the third largest political party, or what I believe to be the third largest political party in the United States, and the only one that has any chance of spreading any ideas of freedom. So lp.org/FTL. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. We were sharing with you the Post, the Washington Post article by George Takei. He is the one of the actors from Star Trek that you may recall, the original series. And turns out he was also rounded up by the U.S. government during World War II when he was
His family was.
Right. Well, he was with them, and he was 5 years old at the time. He's kind of telling his story about that. He says it wasn't the first time the Trump camp had raised the internment. When he did so before, it wasn't as the historical warning it should be, but as a precedent for what might yet come. In the late 2015 presidential primary, Trump actually went on the record with Time magazine stating that he didn't know whether he would have supported or opposed the internment. He said, quote,
at least he's honest.
He said, quote, I would have had to have been there at the time to tell you, to give a proper answer, unquote.
Yeah, and this is sort of what people don't understand. We, it's easy to look back and say, that was wrong. It's easy to look back at internments, mm-hmm. and the farther you go back, the easier it is to say, well, that was wrong, that was wrong. You know, there are very few people in the United States who are going to defend the notion of slavery, owning people, specifically black people, but, you know, by no means is the history of slavery concentrated or relegated to people of certain skin color. It's basically throughout humanity the normal condition in which people have lived in one way or the other. But, you know, we don't know how we would react because we aren't in those times. What would we have said? Well, we probably all wouldn't be John Brown, who led an armed rebellion of slaves in Missouri in order to, you know, eliminate slavery in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we might want to think we were, but we probably weren't.
He argued that FDR was, quote, one of the most highly respected presidents, unquote, and that he was suggesting, or what he was suggesting, was no different from FDR. Trump hedged his response with a nod to the horror of the camps, but tellingly did not disavow them. He said, quote, I certainly hate the concept of it.
We're going to build great camps. Our camps
tremendous.
Are going to be huge.
I certainly hate the concept of it, but I would have had to have been there at the time to give you a proper answer. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Richard, listening in Washington. Hello?
We're losing our country, realistically.
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean by
that? We are.
What do you mean by you're losing your country?
Trump is going to turn this country around, thank God.
So now you're not losing your country.
Black Lives Matter people, you know, a lot of these Black Lives people don't really understand, or they don't ever mention, that their own tribes people sold them out, too. So what? Therefore, the Black
None
Lives
of the Black Lives Matter people have been owned by anyone.
BS.
Well, hold on. None of the Black Lives Matter people have been owned by anybody. Their tribes people didn't
That's
sell
right,
them out.
They haven't.
Right.
But the way they talk about it and everything.
Well, I haven't spoken
Jesse
to any
Jackson,
of them. I wish that more of them would call in. And Jesse
there.
Jackson doesn't have anything to do with BLM. So I've got this question for you. What has Black Lives Matter done to make this country, how are they taking the country from you? Because you suggested that we're losing the country, and that,
you suggested it. Hey, look at what Obama has done. He's the one that brought up all.
On the radio.
Yeah, we're losing this country because people think they can get on the radio and, you know, with the FCC and say whatever they want.
Well, I mean, I wish they could, but that's, you know. That's the way we got to play the game, unfortunately. Another S-bomb dropped there on the air here tonight. But he's frustrated. He feels like, I wanted to really ask him why he was saying on one hand that he's losing the country, but on the other hand that Trump was going to fix it. So which one is it? I mean, are you losing the country or are things going to get better now?
I think the suggestion was that the country was being lost.
Yeah.
And now with the election of Trump, there is an opportunity for it to be regained.
Now was found.
But the question that I would have here is that who was taking the country? I suspect it wasn't, because he was talking about Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
What does Black Lives Matter have to do with taking the country? Talk about the most disempowered people in America. Black Lives Matter doesn't have any power.
Yeah, all they're doing is protesting.
They're not taking anything. They're getting hit by cars because they're standing in the middle of the road.
Right, when you're out in the streets protesting, it's usually that's usually evidence you don't have any power. Right, the people in power don't go and protest things.
Right, if Black Lives Matter was taking the country from you, you'd probably know it. I don't understand.
Okay, he sounded drunk.
I don't know whether he's drunk or not. I wouldn't propose to know. But maybe the country is being taken. Maybe I agree with you. I certainly don't agree that it's being taken by Black Lives Matter. If that's what your standard is, then I'm going to argue against
it. I'll tell you who took the country. It's people who are in search of power, people who want to rule over others, and they've taken the country for decades upon generations. I mean, since day one, you could argue, of the United States, men in search of power, wanting to wield it over other human beings, seceded from the from the king at the time, King George, and then made their own power structure. And it's gotten ever bigger and more intrusive and oppressive ever since. And Donald Trump isn't going to turn that around. Now, if I'm proven wrong later on down the line, that'd be great. But I have no expectation that that is going to happen. Even if Donald Trump was some sort of hack and slash, going in and cut the government down to size kind of guy, which I've seen no evidence that he actually is, even if he was that kind of person, you still have the rest of the Congress who absolutely are not those kinds of people. These are people who want to rule over other people. They have taken the country. They have had it for my entire lifetime and the lifetimes of my grandparents before them and likely the great-grandparents before them. You want to have freedom? Well, it's not going to happen in the United States anytime soon. That's what I want to see happen. I want to see freedom happen. And unfortunately, we're going to have some major changes, which I think will include secession, before we're ever going to see a chance at actually having any kind of freedom in this country. And Tony had talked about briefly earlier California and, I don't know, Oregon or whichever.
Yeah, Texas.
Texas. And I suspect the Texas freedom movement. Yeah, the Texas secession movement, and there are a few different ones, actually. There's like two or three fairly prominent movements down there in Texas. I don't know if
they're probably slowed down with Trump's election.
Yeah, has the wind been taken out of their sails? I don't know. I hope it hasn't.
I support California going its own way.
Absolutely. In fact, I was talking with some people at an anti-Trump protest today about secession. We get a chance, we can talk about their responses. 855-450-FREE. It was a mixed bag. 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live coming up.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com.
Freetalklive.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. We got enough time for you if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you would like to support the show, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month, that's all that we ask for with the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, where there's always new posts, at least a few new posts a day over the AMP-only Facebook group, and some of them are pretty interesting and fun. It's a way to interact with other Free Talk Live supporters, and some of the hosts spend a fair amount of time in there.
Sure.
So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for the AMP program there using any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa, MasterCard, right on our website. And you can also use Bitcoin on our website as well to sign up for the AMP program and get all those perks and help us out, because it's money that we invest into Free Talk Live to get on more radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. There was a cool post by one of our listeners in the AMP group tonight, and he was I'll share it with you here just because I thought it was really cool. A lot of our listeners, a lot of our supporters, the amplifiers, are people who listen to us online. They are people who are, like, really into the ideas of freedom, and so they want to hear every episode, unlike some of our radio listeners who are just kind of driving to work, listening to whatever's on the radio. And so Adam writes, he says, that moment when you're riding in a random cab in Jackson, Michigan, and talk radio is on, and they're talking about Muslims, so you think it's some sort of right-wing show, and then you realize that it's Free Talk Live, and he puts a smiley face. It's the first time I've actually heard it on the radio. And so he was listening to WKHN, AM 970 there in Jackson, one of those stations that takes us on Saturday nights. And what a cool experience.
Yeah, even though we're on 170 stations, many...
160-something.
160-something stations. Many people who listen to the show are young people. And those young people are much more likely to listen to podcasts and online streams and that sort of thing.
Right, so it's a cool experience.
Free Talk Live really is the next generation of issues-oriented talk. Oh, but you can't convince talk radio of that.
That's true. Talk radio is a slow-to-change business, and I'm grateful that we're on as many stations as we're on. We could be on more, and that's part of the reason why people amp the show, is to help support what we're doing. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. If you want us to pop on the radio whenever you get into a cab at an airport, the odds will increase the more of the amp dollars that we can get flowing out and marketing and advertising and promoting Free Talk Live. So please, go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, it's Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, they did a study. There's actually a hormone called oxy. It's a bonding hormone that the victims of the domestic violence develop.
And
it's
oxytocin?
I think that's it. Oxytocin. Okay. It's not oxycodone. Oxytocin. I think that you got it right.
Tocin. T-O-C-I-N. O-X-Y-T-O-C-I-N. Yeah.
Okay, T-O-C-I-N. And it was the same chemical that Patty Hearst bonded to her captors. So they were holding on against
Stockholm
the will.
Syndrome.
She had the, yes, she had the same chemical dependency. Developed like a, she bonded with him. You know what I mean? To the point where that she did robberies. And this explains why, the couples, they make up and they beat each other and they fight and they have great sex. Because they bonded chemically this way. This is the same chemical that's released in mothers when they're giving birth. So the mothers get a bunch of this when they're giving birth to have her bond with the child. But it's amazing that why would the evolution, why would they, do you think Mother Nature had come up with this where you would bond with your abuser, a physically abuser? That doesn't make any sense to me. There has to be some kind of...
I would say that, evolution, if we're going to take this theory as truth, isn't going to take necessarily the best path. It's going to take the path that is most likely for survival. So let's presume that things like etiquette and crimes don't exist, and we're in a world of nature. The people that are most likely to protect you are the people of your group, your tribe, whatever it might be.
Right.
You get in the hands of the other tribe, and you're probably not going to be treated very well. So, I would say that's the reason is that the idea is that you bond with the people that you're near to. And, just taking a shot at this.
I have a story here about it. LiveScience.com, oxytocin, facts about the cuddle hormone. Oxytocin is a hormone secreted by the posterior lobe of the pituitary gland, a pea-sized structure at the base of the brain. It's sometimes known as the cuddle hormone or the love hormone because it's released when people snuggle up or bond socially. Even playing with your dog can cause an oxytocin surge, according to a 2009 study published by the journal Hormones and Behavior. But these monikers may be misleading. Oxytocin can also intensify memories of bonding gone bad, such as in cases where men have poor relationships with their mothers. It can also make people less accepting of people that they see as outsiders. In other words, whether oxytocin makes you feel cuddly or suspicious of others depends on the environment. They say that oxytocin is a particularly important hormone for women. Quote, oxytocin is a peptide produced in the brain that was first recognized for its role in the birth process and also in nursing, according to a behavioral neuroscientist at Emory University. The hormone causes uterine contractions during labor and helps shrink the uterus after delivery. When an infant suckles at his or her mother's breast, the stimulation causes a release of oxytocin, which in turn orders the body to let down milk for the baby to drink. Oxytocin also promotes mother-child bonding. Studies show that female rats find pups to be aversive if the females are virgins, Young told Live Science. But once they give birth, the brain is transformed, so they find the pups irresistible, he said. and similar findings are seen in humans.
What are your thoughts on this, Sarah?
Well, the whole thing is, the mother thing really makes sense because it bonds with your offspring. But then why would a woman that's just getting beaten up by their husband and they can't never leave and they wind up, I'm sorry, I apologize, they have great sex. That whole thing is just out of the window.
Yeah, you know I mean? Don't know. I don't think this particular story about oxytocin addresses that. Now, where did you hear about the bonding with abusers?
Well, I've got that several. Is all you have to do is put abusers in on your search, and you're mm-hmm. going to find a whole bunch of returns.
Right. Well,
the dark side of oxytocin, just the love hormone.
That's
all right.
Correct.
Thanks for bringing it up, Sarah. I appreciate it. We'll look a little closer into it here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE.
One of the claims here is that people that are abused are likely to have grown up in abusive homes, so therefore that oxytocin may have some aspect to this, cause this to occur. It causes them to bond to somebody similar to what they're dealing with, so I don't know.
Despite the many roles that oxytocin has, this is from the story, The Dark Side of Oxytocin, not the one that I was just sharing from Life Science over at discovermagazine.com. It may have a misleading label. The hormone of love may be great for catchy headlines and compelling marketing slogans, but they're ultimately misleading. Mount Sinai School of Medicine's Jennifer Bartz has found that oxytocin can have completely opposite effects on the way people behave, depending on how they view their relationships to other people. She recruited 31 men and asked them to sniff either an oxytocin nasal spray or another spray with the same ingredients minus oxytocin, the placebo. Yeah. A few weeks later, the sprays were swapped so that the men who took oxytocin were now taking the placebo and vice versa. At the time, neither the scientists nor the volunteers knew which was which is the double-blind study. It was only revealed after the experiment was over. Before all of this, the men completed a series of widely used questionnaires to measure the state of their social ties. The questions assessed the nature of their bonds with their families and friends, how sensitive they are to rejection, how comfortable they are at being close to other people, how much they desire that closeness, and more. Shortly after using both sprays, the recruits also answered questions about their mother's parenting style. Bartz found that when she averaged out the volunteers' results, the sniffs of oxytocin hadn't seemed to color their memories of their mothers. But things changed when she looked at them individually. Those who felt more anxious about their relationships took a dimmer view about their mothers' parenting styles when they sniffed oxytocin, compared to the placebo. Those who were more secure in their relationships reacted in the opposite way. They remembered their mother as being closer and more caring when they took the oxytocin. These results show that oxytocin is far from being a simple love hormone, she says, and it has a more nuanced role than previously thought.
All comes back to Oedipus every time. Mom is the most important person in the world, and you'll never get away from it.
Yeah, it looks like something that you could dig into, and there's some deep information here about oxytocin. We, of course, have just scratched the surface, as we tend to do here on Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Good night, Mom.
You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.